on Midwest Week, a settlement in a major pollution case from Muscatine. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Meredith Romerman, reporter for the Muscatine Journal. To start with, Meredith, tell us about Grain Processing Corporation. What does it do? How many people work there and all that sort of thing?
So Grain Processing Corporation is a subsidiary of Kent Corporation. Both companies are headquartered in Muscatine. And GPC does wet corn milling, so they do a lot of corn-based products. They produce ethyl alcohol and products for animal and pet feed as well.
And how many people work at the plant there in the city?
So there's about 1,000 people that work for GPC in Muscatine.
Wow, okay. And as a result of what GPC does, what sort of emissions, pollution, or releases are there from the plant?
The claims with the GPC class action suit were that ash was falling on properties, there were odors, and that those odors and emissions were a nuisance to neighbors of the plant.
Now, did the neighbors ever bring up health concerns, or was it mostly just the nuisance thing that they were talking about?
People did discuss health concerns, but they were not a part of the class action suit.
And why is that? Did you say earlier that the health part of it might have been too complicated or too difficult to present?
Health concerns require a lot of expert weigh-in, a lot of doctors and those professionals to discuss whether health issues directly stem from a pollutant. And so those claims were not included in the settlement or okay. In the lawsuit.
So when did neighbors first start complaining? I mean, even before they filed the class action suit, how far back does this all go?
Well, the plant has been in Muscatine since 1943. There have been some people since that time who have said they've definitely smelled an odor coming from the South End neighborhood where the plant is located. Residents have also cited emissions that they've noticed on their vehicles in that area since that time. But the class of 8 residents who claim smoke, odor, and haze from the plant began in 2012.
Did the folks that were unhappy with GPC, did they get any help from city, county, state, or federal governments, or were they pretty much on their own in this?
As far as I know, they filed the class action on their own.
And then what happened leading up to the settlement? Did the case ever go to court, or did the company settle before it went to any court hearings?
Well, the class was certified in October 2015 when around 200 people filed claims. The class was reaffirmed in May 2017 by the Iowa Supreme Court, and at that time, the class was preparing for trial to occur in July 2018. However, Judge John Tilleen, who oversaw the case, ordered the parties to mediate in April of 2018, and then the parties were able to reach an agreement or a settlement in October of that year. So the case was set to go to trial, but the parties were able to come to a settlement before then.
Okay, and what did they agree on?
So GPC agreed to pay $45 million into a fund to cover about 14,000 Muscatine residents in the class. So the class includes residents from 2007 to 2017 that lived within a mile and a half of the plant. So it's a lot of people.
Okay.
And it's a large settlement fund. They also agreed, GPC also agreed to pay $6.5 million to cover pollution controls at the plant. Prior to the settlement, the company also made upgrades to their facilities, including eliminating coal burning, using clean natural gas as a fuel source, and replacing 11 of their dryers with an $83 million advanced drying system. So those were some of the elements of the settlement. Class members, so with the large class, depending on where class members live within that mile and a half radius, each member of the household could receive $2,000 to $16,000.
Okay. And now the recently it was a deadline to apply. Do you know how many people signed up or applied or whatever you want to call it?
I don't know how many people filed those claims. I know that there were a lot of notices that went out to class members and to people in the class area, and those were due March 19th to be postmarked for filing those claims.
And what about the settlement, Meredith? Do you get the idea that people are happy with the outcome, or it's not enough, or what's their reaction to all of this?
It's mixed. I think people are happy to know that the corporation is helping out the South End area. I know a lot of people that live down there are still somewhat dissatisfied with the odor and things like that in the area. But some of the people that I talk to, and especially people who, you know, knew people who worked for the company, they think that the corporation is trying to help improve that neighborhood around the plant. However, others I've spoken to said it's not enough, that the money is not enough, and that there are still pollution concerns that they would like to see addressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you think about a person that's lived there for 10 or 20 years and they're worried about the emissions and, well, possible health impacts, maybe the money may not seem like enough to them. I don't know. And what do you get the idea that the people in the city were, readers were following this very closely? Were they, you know, on top of what you were writing about all this?
I think they were. I think there were a lot of people affected by the class action, a lot of people affected in the plant area, and then a lot of people who were under the class area. So I think a lot of people were paying attention. I think a lot of people were paying attention to dates as far as when things would be mailed, when things would need to be mailed back for settlement documents. So I think people were paying attention. And I think a lot of people were paying attention to it because of the kind of groundbreaking nature of the case. With the class counsel said that the case was kind of one of a kind in that the coverage that the class members received, the complexity of it, and the value of it. Those three elements hadn't been seen in other environmental-related cases before. And so it's definitely one that I think a lot of people took notice.
And is it all over now? Are we all done and we don't? You don't have to write about this anymore? Or are there still some steps to go, Meredith?
Well, GPC is still required to make upgrades at their plant. They also agreed to, if there is money left over from the community fund, GPC would do some upgrades to the area around the plant, including upgrading a park in that area and other things around the plant. So there's still some things that need to be done by the corporation from the settlement, but other than that, as far as anyone else filing claims, people who were a part of the settlement are ineligible to file any other known or unknown, you know, emissions claims against the company for the next 5 years.